Yep, the winter codes just get closer and closer and closer to the start of the year. We've got the Super Rugby season about to kick off 2 weeks from Friday. Yep, just a fortnight away from seeing it all unfold in the Southern Hemisphere, the Premier Rugby competition through this part of the world. And very nice to bring Will Miller into the action out of the Brumbies. Will, how you doing?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. How are you going?
Very well. Pre-season, run us through it. You guys have had to reset the GPS in terms of where you head for training over the last few weeks.
Yeah, so we had a good 4 weeks before Christmas and after Christmas, because of all the fires and smoke around Canberra, we've come down to Newcastle and had a good week here so far and a few more days to go, but it's been, yeah, a great spot and got some good work done.
You're a South Coast boy. How were you, your family, or friends impacted by the fires that hit that part of the world?
We're all right. We're down in Berry, and we're all right at the moment. It's still a little bit, like 10 k's away from us, so it's not too bad. It's just the smoke and a lot of people sort of evacuating animals to the showground. So Dad's sort of doing a fair bit of work just trying to help out organisation and stuff there with a few of the other people around town. And otherwise, it's more just some of the farmers we know from down the coast, from down Milton Way and Tobago and stuff like that, which have been more so affected with their farms being burnt out. And yeah, it's a pretty big shame, but it's there's a lot of people in a worse off situation than what we are.
Yeah, what's the Dennis Danuto vibe, mate, with the Brumbies? I mean, obviously, like, you look at the market, you're big outsiders. In fact, every Aussie team is. It's all dominated by Crusaders, Chiefs, Hurricanes. Do you like that fact now? Do you like the fact that whilst you've got your diehards in Canberra that would be, you know, following your every movement, that you can sort of fly under the radar and just get on with your job?
Yeah, it's not bad. I haven't really thought about it too much, to be honest. I've just been focusing on what we're trying to achieve and been trying to work to get as close to this group as possible, which already is a really close group. And I think if we can play the way that we want to and put our best foot forward, there's no reason why we can't go all the way. And it's something that I look forward to trying to do this year and playing my part wherever I can.
So, Will, first season with the Brumbies, since you've been part of the group, who's impressed you the most?
Probably Eros Money's been pretty good, and a couple of the young boys, like Noah and BK, have both been pretty good. But probably when the Wallabies come back, like Alan and Scotty and Flips, they've been really smart, and I guess they've really demanded that little bit extra from everyone. So they've probably been there. Ones that impressed me the most.
So when you get those guys back from... So the Wallabies off the back of the World Cup have a little bit more of a holiday, mate. Is that how it plays out before Dan gets his hands on them again?
Yeah, so they came back the last week before the Christmas break, and they're sort of half training, and then this week's been their first full. Like, been doing everything and not missing out on all the fun, I guess.
You mentioned, I'll jump in, Jamie. You mentioned Noah Lolasio. You've also got Rejan Pasatoa and Bailey Quenzel. These guys, these boom youngsters that are coming through, yep, that rugby's managed to stave off rugby league to hang on to these guys. Which way is that going to head in that part of the field, buddy? Who's going to be starting there, do you think?
I'm not sure, because like, Bailey's been training really well as well. I think it'll be whoever stands up in the trials and directs the team well enough. So they've sort of both been getting their chances in training and both been taking them. And yeah, I think it'll be just whoever stands up in the trials and the first few rounds. And so I'm sure they'll both get their chance. And whichever one's best for the team will be what we go with.
And Will, Solomon Akata has made the code switch from NRL over to rugby union. How's he been going so far?
Yeah, he's good. I was surprised how well he's picked up all the rules and everything. I didn't realise he played rugby growing up, so he's straight into it and very physical, and I guess a bit of a point of difference, but I really look forward to seeing him play and being on his team rather than against him.
Mate, how's the sunny coast? Have you been out sights and sounds? Newcastle, sights and sounds? Have you been getting amongst it, or just sort of keeping it all
it's
under wraps?
It's a lovely part of the world.
It's been pretty low key, but we've been to the beaches a bit. The boys got pretty excited that there's some sand and water around. Something they're not quite as used to, but yeah, I was trying to get around a little bit, but it's just mainly we're here for a job and here to train and get ready for the season. So that's our main focus and that's where we're at.
So you're 2 weeks away from taking on the Queensland Reds in the opening game for the Brumbies campaign, rather, for 2020. You're obviously starting to chat a little around how that's going to play out at home.
Yeah, it should be a good game. It'll probably be pretty hot, knowing end of January, but hopefully we can put in a good performance and start the season off the way we want to for not only ourselves but all the Canberrians and supporters around. So it's first game of the 31st of January, and it'll be a pretty tough slog, I think.
All right, mate. Well, we'll let you get back to where are you? There's a lot of noise in the background. You at the kitchen or you at the gym or where are you?
just downstairs near the front reception area.
Cafe. Near the buffet, near the cafe.
People
cafe.
Making some coffees probably.
Nice. Boys
through.
Nice, mate. We'll go and enjoy that sand and water, mate, and go
while
for
you still deal. Can, Will, while you still can.
Yeah.
And thoughts with you too, mate, with all the family that you get down there in the South Coast that's not doing it well, and all those Brumby supporters as well, mate. They'll be looking to you blokes to give them something to smile and cheer about against the Reds on that 31st of Jan.
Yeah, perfect. No worries. Thanks, guys.